السلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. Sorry, by the way, inshallah, that in the weekend, Fridays and Saturdays, we have a babysitting service for kids 2 years up to 9 years. So you can take advantage of the service. We have iftars every night. If you'd like to sponsor an iftar, we'll give you a tax receipt. And also, if you are interested in Hajj, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you need to register as soon as you can. The spots are limited, inshallah ta'ala. So I remember last night, after bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, we spoke about making dua for others. And I mentioned a group of people that I always make dua for. And one of those people I make dua for are the people in this masjid and in other masajid who come to salah all the time, come for Jum'ah, and they come for Qiyam, Taraweeh, and they don't speak the Arabic language. So they stand here for 1 hour, and they probably don't know a single word of what is being recited in salah. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you read Quran, and it is difficult for you to understand, you will get two rewards. Someone like me who was born and raised Arab, and I know the Quran, and I speak the Arabic language, I'll get one reward. You will get two. And the same is, if you come for salah, you stand for 1 hour, and you don't understand what is being recited, and you're struggling to focus. Some of you, maybe you think about your business, you think about your kids, but many of you, you try to focus in salah, and I think this is something amazing. And I always keep you in my dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your ibadah and give you the reward. Because I put myself in your shoes. So I assume if I'm standing in salah behind someone who is reciting in Chinese, a language that I don't speak, it's going to be difficult for me. I'm not trying to compare the Quran to Chinese, but what I'm telling you is, it's a language you don't speak, and you struggle, this is your jihad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward. You're always in my dua, so I wanted you to know this. The halakha for tonight is about forgiveness. And this is something that is wide open for everyone in the month of Ramadan. With the shayateen are chained, the doors of Jannah are wide open, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us to come close to Him and gain His forgiveness. Before I talk about this, I'm going to start with a short story. And I'm going to talk a little bit about a movie. There's something, I know you guys, you don't watch movies. Astaghfirullah. Something is called a movie. It's usually about 1.5 hours. It has a beginning, an introduction, then there's a problem, at the end there's a solution. How many of you have seen Madagascar 2? Raise your hand. No one. I saw it like 10 times. Oh, I see you. Jazakallah. So Madagascar 2, there's a very famous scene in this movie. It's a crash landing scene, if you remember the movie. I know all of you saw the movie, but you're shy. So basically in that movie, the penguin comes in and he says, thanks for flying with Air Penguin. I have two news, one is good, one is bad. So the good news is, we're landing right now. The bad news is, it's crash landing. And everyone freaks out, right? So basically, the animals are so scared, they're about to die, they freak out. So basically we have Alex, which is the lion, and we have Marty, which is the zebra. So basically Alex tells Marty, you know, I love you so much, you're my best friend. And Marty says, I love you too, you're my best. I love you more than biryani. So this is my level of love. If I love someone more than biryani, it means I love them so much. So basically, the zebra tells the lion, you're my best friend, I love you so much. And now the lion, Alex, says, I have something to confess. And the zebra says, whatever you did, I'll forgive you. Then the lion says, sorry, I broke your iPod. Because the keys were too small, I broke it. I was so frustrated. Now the zebra says, oh no, the horror, I'm going to kill you. So 1 minute before, the zebra says, I love the lion so much, it's my best friend, and so on and so forth. And for one little mistake, the zebra forgot everything that the lion did for her, and it's gone. Now it's the worst enemy, right? So a lot of human beings are like this. You do good to them your whole life, you're nice to them, one little mistake, you're the worst ever, right? The way it works with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the opposite. You do bad things your whole life, then when you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness, He will forgive you. It's quite the opposite, right? No matter what you do, your sin cannot be bigger than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see Adam alayhi salam, Allah told him, don't eat from the tree, he ate. And eventually Allah forgave him because he said, Ya Allah, forgive me. Yunus alayhi salam, he left the town without permission. He said, Ya Allah, forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. فَجِتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him, making him one of the best. Musa alayhi salam killed a man by mistake, says, Ya Allah, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. So no matter what you do, your sin is not bigger than the mercy of Allah. Always keep this in your mind. One of the ulama, his name is Hatim al-Asam, he was doing his hajj. And he was at Arafat, and there were like millions of people out there. And someone came to him and said, Ya Imam, look at these people here. Who is the worst of them? And the Imam said, the worst of them is the one who thinks that their sin is bigger than the mercy of Allah. This is what is worse than the sin itself. So now, Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. Yunus alayhi salam made a mistake. Musa alayhi salam made a mistake, an innocent mistake. Why did Allah forgive them and not Iblis? He made a mistake too. The difference is, Iblis challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blamed it on Allah. He said, you created me from light, you created him from mud. I'm better than him. So he was arrogant. Many of us, when we do something wrong, there are different things we do. Number one, الجمال من مصر هنا بتعمل نفسك من بنها. You pretend you don't know nothing. You didn't do it, you just keep quiet, as if nothing happened. This is the first level. The second level is you lie about it. You say, didn't do it, look at me. And it happens with our kids all the time. They sneak to the fridge, they eat all the Nutella, they're covered with Nutella. Didn't do it. Ya ammu, you are swimming in Nutella. You can see it all over their face. I didn't do it, you know? The third type, or the third worst level, is not only you keep quiet or you lie about it, you blame it on someone else. I didn't do it. My brother did it. Number four, which is even worse, is when you justify what you did. Right? You do something wrong, everyone is a chore. Everyone is a horses. Everyone is a thief. Everyone is selling wheat, you know? So you try to justify the wrong by telling that everyone is doing it. And this is the worst. How can Allah forgive like this? So the first step towards forgiveness is to acknowledge that you made a mistake. Adam alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, I made a mistake, forgive me. Allah forgave him. Yunus alayhi salam, I made a mistake, forgive me, forgave him. Musa alayhi salam, inni dhalamtu nafsi faghfirli faghfara la. So you need to acknowledge. And acknowledging the mistake is 70% of forgiveness, coming towards forgiveness. But for shaitan to challenge Allah, to blame it on someone else, and to justify it, now you are making it difficult for yourself. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the door for us to be forgiven, especially in this month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The question for last night, there is a surah in the Quran named after a man, but he is not a prophet. And this person is Luqman alayhi salam. He was Hakim, but he was not a prophet. And the winner is Brother Fawaz and his family. Fawaz? Is he here? Allah, so I'll give it to him, inshallah ta'ala. Question for tonight, it's difficult, you have to think about it. There are so many people and prophets that are mentioned in the Quran, and all of them are the children of Adam alayhi salam. There is only one man who is mentioned in the Quran, and he is not from the children of Adam. He's a man, but he's not from the children of Adam. If you know him, email me before tomorrow asr at Imam Mustafa at anatolia center.ca. Jazakallah khair.